Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the weekly M&A podcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a business journalist and I've been writing about and talking about M&A for a decade. This week, we're finding out about space M&A in Europe. I'm joined by Johanna Sorka, who is a Merger Market journalist based in Warsaw. Hi, Johanna. Thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So to begin with, can we talk a bit about SpaceTech? Can you briefly explain what kind of companies you're talking about here, please?
Of course. So first of all, thank you so much for having me. And when we are thinking about space technology, we are often probably thinking of space exploration or transportation into space. So when we are thinking about the companies, we are thinking of producers of satellites or rockets or something related to being in space, but actually the sector is so much more than that. So we can actually use the space technology to do many things that we do on Earth. So for instance, we can use space tech data from satellites for communication, for navigation, etc. But we can also use the same robotics that is used in space. It can be used on Earth in many different sectors. For instance, it can be used in healthcare. It can be used during surgeries. It can be used in manufacturing, in production. It can be used for environmental causes. So there are so many applications of space tech.
Great, thank you. And it's obviously not the easiest sector, I'm guessing, to get into with really long lead-in times and major investment required. So could you explain a bit about the cyclical nature of the sector and where it is currently in the cycle, mid-2024?
Of course. So as you said, it's a very exciting but also challenging sector. And one of the experts I interviewed for the article for Merger Market, David Ford from advisory firm Silver Peak, he pointed to the cyclical nature of the sector. So essentially, the space investment goes through cycles, and the cycles are partially driven by the visibility of exits. So if you're an investment fund, and you want to invest and you see there is a lot of exits going on, you think, okay, if I invest here in a few years' time, I can exit and I can get my return. And that initial cycle happened around 2016, where there was a big uptick in venture capital investment because there was a couple of exits. And then nothing really happened for a couple of years. So the investment levels started to fall as well. And as for mid-2024, the merger market research shows that the number of transactions and their disclosed deal value has been going down since 2021. So 2021 was the peak year, according to our data. And since then, it's been going down. But we also have to be cautious in a sense that we are talking about major disclosed deals. So there could be deals that are just not disclosed and are not included in this research. But overall, the data shows that the number of transactions and the deal volumes has been going down since 2021.
And can you just elaborate a bit more on what kind of deal activity you're seeing, how that's changed, and the reason for that change beyond the cycle that you've mentioned?
Of course. So when it comes to the deal activity, as I said, the peak year was 2021, and with 28 transactions worth about 8.6 billion euros. And since then, deal volumes have fallen to 2.3 billion euros in 2022 and just 727 million euros in 2023. And this year, as of April 11, we only had four significant deals. And I mentioned the cyclical nature of the sector. So that's one of the reasons that experts talk about. But there are also more simple reasons, some of the reasons you mentioned as well. So first of all, investors, they start to realize space technology, although it's very cool and maybe perceived as sexy, it's also very challenging investment area in terms of the money and the time needed to develop the product. So if, let's say, you start a rocket or a satellite company, it takes 5 to 10 years to achieve profitability. And also, it's expensive because rocket development, for instance, it can cost billions of dollars. And some of the companies might never reach profitability. So investors are becoming more rational, more cautious when it comes to selecting targets. And they may choose to invest in more mature companies, in mature players, instead of just throwing money at the sector that has been perceived as cool for so many years. So when the experts I talked to, they were mentioning this hype, that there has been hype for space tech investments. And now it's changing a little bit, but it's still an exciting sector and there are still many growth opportunities in this sector.
Great, thank you. And can you just explain the figures that you're mentioning? Are they for European M&A?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's Europe, European only. And the invasion of Ukraine has made states and governments assess their military and the kind of connected space stroke satellite capabilities and their independence. Can you explain how geopolitical challenges such as the ongoing conflict in Ukraine have impacted the space industry, please?
So according to David Ford, since the war in Ukraine started, there has been much more focus on military and a lot of space tech players. They are signing commercial contracts from the military. Also, many governments want to have their own assets. They want to have their own satellites. They want to do their own communication or Earth observation. So before the war, they were more happy with just, you know, buying data from someone else or just, you know, using assets of someone else. Now they want to have their own assets.
Okay. Thank you. And can you just touch briefly on any other factors which impact deal or corporate activity and whether there's any kind of race to space? We've got Elon Musk in America with his company. I'm wondering if there's any kind of echoes of the Cold War with the European, Russia, America.
Yeah, I think so. So this is my impression that I mean, not just impression, but we can hear in media about different European countries increasing their their military spending. So Poland is an example because our spending on military this year, it increased to 4% of GDP. So it's huge. It's more than many other countries. When I talk to different space technology companies, they are mentioning this military angle, you know, and one of the companies I was going to mention, ICIE, they are doing satellites and they are used in military. So I think there is a lot of that going on.
Great, thank you. And then can we finish off by talking about the deal activity that you've seen so far? So some of the deals that have taken place, and then we'll look at some of the potential targets or attractive market segments, please.
Of course. So apart from the numbers I shared before, I would definitely like to mention a few interesting deals recently. So the company I mentioned just a second ago, ICIE, it's a Polish-Finnish provider of satellite-based information services, and they raised this impressive round of $93 million. increasing the total amount raised to date to $438 million. So that's huge. Also, the recent deals in the space include a financing round by Unseen Labs. It's a French developer of satellite radio frequency geolocation solutions, and they raised €85 million. So you can see the fundraising rounds are really, really impressive.
And looking ahead, what are the attractive market sub-segments and the potential growth opportunities for investors?
Of course. So attractive M&A targets are industrial businesses that have proven technology, and these include players in such subsectors as satellites and subcomponents like solar panels, avionics, particularly players that already have intellectual property. So this is consistent with what we've been talking before, that investors are moving away from the future-oriented stuff somewhere in the future and are more into something that's already developed and can already provide revenue for the company and return for the investor.
Okay, so it sounds like it's all getting a bit more realistic.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I just wanted to add that, as I said in the beginning, space technology is not only about something that's happening in the space. There are so many applications on Earth. We can use it in 3D printing. We can use it in healthcare. We can use it in agriculture. We can use it for environmental monitoring. And there are just so many applications for the space technology. I recently went to a conference when someone was talking about the furniture in the office that's creating like extra oxygen and something like this. And this is actually, this was originated from space technology that they were developing to be used in spacecrafts, you know, and they now want to implement that in offices. So it was a startup, like a small startup, but I think it's interesting how creative you can be in this sector.
Wonderful. Joanna, good to talk to you. Thanks very much. That was Joanna Sorka, who is a journalist for Mergermarket based in Poland. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Mergermarket. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening to Apple, please rate and review the show. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.